back, WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We're positively into that week where we don't have football, but we're about to have football, but there's college football in case you want to bet on it. Oh, it's big around here. It's our 25th anniversary as well. We're kicking it off. We have our new cupcake logo and our Disney World fireworks, and we're going to be at Pappas. We're going to be down in Glen Burnie with the world-famous crab cakes on Tuesday the 29th. Going to be with the Anne Arundel County Executive Stuart Pittman talking about the future of Anne Arundel County and global warming and a whole bunch of other things, Bay Bridge, amongst other things. There is a rumor former executive producer Ray Bachman is going to reappear and make a cameo talking about our 25th anniversary. We're also going to be at Fadley's on the 15th. All of it brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. 50th anniversary for them. They have Raven scratch-offs that I will have on the 15th at Fadley's when we get together with Coppin State President Dr. Anthony Jenkins, as well as new Coppin State hoops coach Larry Stewart, who's my old pal as well. All of it also brought to you by Window Nation, 866-90-NATION. 10% off this week. Buy two, get two free, and 10% off on through Labor Day weekend this week. I bet this guy can sell you a car over Labor Day weekend as well. I know he's working hard through the weekend here because he's going to start playing hooky on Sundays right around 1 o'clock, maybe even a little earlier. You can hear him from 8 until noon here on AM 1570 WNST, as well as on Thursday from 3 until 5 with the former Sunday Sports Voice. It is the Dennis Colazzo Show. You can follow him at D Colazzo Show out on X or Twitter or whatever they're calling it here. How are you? Where were you when the Felix Bautista thing happened? This has been, I mean, kind of a tragedy in progress, right? Like, I mean, it was a real pall cast over everything on Saturday and Sunday. And much like when Ronnie Stanley went down, you start to scratch your head and say, all right, I felt like we were pretty good. Now, can we win without a closer? And that remains to be seen, Dennis.
Yeah, I was home watching the game, Nestor, but my controller, she's been at Coons for 40-plus years, Sandy McDermott, she texted me from the game, OMG, with the several exclamation points. And that was, I think, the overall feeling of the Baltimore fan base. It was one of those surreal moments. And man, oh, man, you just hate to see it happen. Just the timing is horrible. I feel bad for him personally. I feel bad for the team. And, boy, he's just a big piece, an all-star, to have an injury at this point of the season.
And he's also not paid. You know what I mean? Like, I think about that. Leonard Raskin and I did a long thing on insurance just based on this and just saying where we are. And we talked so much about Lamar last year, if this, then that. Lamar got hurt. Lamar told fans in Pennsylvania to, you know, perform lewd acts and still got paid. You know, but like the mountain comes out and they got bobbleheads for him and they shut the lights off and they blow the Omar whistle and they do all of that. But it's been 5 minutes long and he hasn't done it long enough to like get paid. And man, shoulder, Tommy John, pitcher, Strasburg. You see what happened with Strasburg, who got paid, right? But it changes. It's a heartbeat. I think of that every time I think of my wife and her cancer diagnosis. One minute you're in Fiji, the next minute you're fighting for your life. Like it happens. Yeah. And the case for the Orioles, for the organization, for where they are and bringing next man up. But I really feel bad for the kid. The kid's been, it's been a true sensation, like Fernando Mania here, right?
Yeah, I saw Mike Elias that was at the game Sunday, and he looked distressed a bit. He looked like he had a lot on his mind. He disappeared into the bowels of the stadium at some point. But and I also saw a statement he made where he said, just Google UCL and you'll figure out what it is, right? It's Tommy John surgery was mentioned in there, but like you said, Bautista hasn't been paid. So this isn't good news for the Orioles at any point of the season. I just think the timing is horrible. It's horrible for him. I feel terrible for him.
Reminds me of the Markakis injury back in 12 when Sabathia hit him on the, I guess, hamate bone, I think is what it was, on his forearm. And it changed things for the team. I mean, they weren't the same team with that. And Nate McLeod played, yeah, fine, whatever. They're not going to be the same team. And, you know, my initial reaction was, well, I mean, these 10 innings the next month, they'll figure this out. But it affects the sixth inning, seventh inning, eighth inning. It affects everything. And it's certainly, once they get into October and they're playing these tight games every night and it's all hanging out there, do you want Fuji in the game? Do you want Cano in the game? I mean, like, I that's where we're going to be, and they're not going to improve upon that. The DL Hall situation is interesting. Certainly Means wouldn't be a relief pitcher, but may take some innings out of this. I'm trying to add their innings up. They're trying to get
Yeah,
Tyler Wells some run.
Tyler Wells is going to be in a mix or should be in a mix. So you just never know. But you just mentioned all the candidates to replace Batista, and it's going to take a village. It's not going to be that they just don't have the guy like he was the guy. How do you replace the guy? Well, with a bunch of guys, and hopefully this team can hold it together. 2-game lead as of this broadcast over the Rays. Things are getting tight with 30-some games to go.
Well, they've always, I mean, 3 games up is not a lot, and that's where they've been.
Not.
And 33 games over, and you know, Rays have their own issues with Wander Franco. I mean, you know, all of these teams are going to have adversity between now and October 2nd, 3rd, 4th. The biggest issue for the Orioles is making sure you avoid playing on October 2nd, 3rd, 4th, right? Like this bye, so that much more important that in a 3-game series they wouldn't have a closer.
Selfishly, for me, the big issue is I've been to 8 games this year, Nestor. They won opening day. They've lost the 7 games of a 10 since then. They've lost. So I can't go to any more games the rest
Well,
of
you're not
the
going
year.
To I'm Sunday games anymore anyway because you'll be too busy watching football from here.
No, but I'm going to go. Look, but I'm going to go Tuesday, and I have September 14th circled on my calendar. So I do have a couple more games I'm going to attend before the playoffs. Hopefully, we'll see some playoff baseball at Camden Yards.
Well, there's a new bar at the top of the convention center, right? Pretty much where my fireworks are. And I see if you can remember this, okay? It's called The Nest. Okay. It's called The Nest. So for me,
it's going to be easy. It's going to be very easy to remember. Absolutely.
Right. Exactly. So, I'm going to be down there for the Tampa series that weekend. We're figuring out some entertainment.
Yeah.
I visited on Friday. It's just a beautiful, they have this beautiful convention center. And, you know, Mayor Scott said to me, it's the people's place. You know, it's the mayor's building. It's the people's building. We don't let people in. And it was a cost issue and stuff. Dennis, I walked into that building. There's this beautiful glass that looks out at the warehouse. And I'm like, how have I never stood here before? I would get married there. It's so beautiful. And it has this veranda. So we're going to be throwing parties. They have cornhole, Jenga. I learned what Jenga was. So
nice.
I'll be going down to ball games as well. But let's – this baseball thing's so tired and old. It's 5 months old now. But football's fresh. They're 0-0. Oh. Where are you on the football thing? And where are
okay,
you
Let's talk about 0-0. Since we're talking about zeros, Sunday evening, I went to Jimmy's Famous Seafood, and Roquan Smith was there. He was having a jersey exchange with the fans. Of course, he wore number 18 last season, said he was going to keep the number. Then he reversed himself and selected zero. So we were able to exchange our number 18s for the zero. Had a chance to meet him, spent some time with him. He spent a ton of time with the kids, very genuine and very engaged in conversation with the kids. In fact, one of the kids, I heard him say, hey, are you any good at football? He just had this big smile and broad laugh. But he's a genuine guy, and I was glad I had a chance to see him and meet him.
Well, Eric making that deal, you know, we talk so much about things going right, things going wrong, and where they are. Obviously, it rocked the boat a little bit with Patrick Queen, right? It changed the trajectory of his career the minute that – and the fact that they had him on video sitting on the bench – talking about Roquan Smith's tackles. I thought that that was fascinating. And of course, you know, Ravens video production catches everything out there. It's one big, you know, it's one big reality TV show now. I remember how everybody's like, how does Billick allow Hard Knocks in? Well, if they control the message and control who's mic'd up, they Hard Knocks everything out there these days.
Sure.
But Roquan Smith being this special guy, I saw the B-roll they did on him before the game about the little town he's from in Georgia. And, but I think, we knew that when he came out. We knew that when the Bears drafted him. We knew he was a lottery pick. I mean, more highly thought of coming out of college than Ray Lewis, you know, whatever. But then you find the person. And Eric always talked to me back when he used to talk to me. He's going to love his love letter next Thursday. But Eric would always talk about trying to find good humans and that they're not all choir boys. And that can't be the only criteria, but that when you get a special person, and Eric would always quote Tony La Russa. Tony La Russa says, when your best players are your best people, that's when you can win. That's when you can win. That was a Tony La Russa quote that DaCosta has on the tip of his tongue. He's quoted it to me a dozen times. So in the case of Roquan Smith and the fact that they bring him in, they liked him instantly. They paid him instantly. They paid him so much that Lamar came running saying, how do I get one of those deals? Right. They paid him so much that Luke Jones, who is our salary capologist, said, how much for linebacker modern? How much? So there's all of that. But then I'm thinking, if you feel like you can import leadership, and look, I follow Marlon, and you're a bigger fan of Marlon Humphrey. I'm not a fan of Marlon Humphrey. You know why I'm not a fan of his? Because I've met him.
Why not?
Because I've met him.
Ah,
that's why.
I've met him too.
Yeah,
I still like him.
Your thing doesn't say media on it, and you don't have Chad Steele telling the players that I'm an illicit. That I'm a bad guy. Right.
He almost bought my last house. That's why I like him a lot.
That's
I met
fine.
His parents. I met his family. Nice people.
That's fine. I've met him, and I can be whatever I want now because I don't have to go talk to these guys. But he's not a leader. He's a pretend leader. Terrell Suggs in the Hall of Honor. I remember being in the locker room when Terrell Suggs did this with his finger and stuck it in my ear when I was working. You think I appreciated that?
Was he 19 or 24, 30? How old was he?
He was probably 28 at that time. Yeah, he wasn't. No. So Terrell Suggs.
Because I know at 19 he was a handful. He was a mess.
Terrell Suggs, pretend leader. Great football player, but not anybody that John Harbaugh wanted anybody to say, be like that, act like that, conduct yourself like that around the media, around people, the bleach incident, like all of that, right? So there are pretend leaders who are great football players. Then there are great football players who are also great leaders. Ray Lewis was one of those guys. Mike Singletary is one of those guys. But when you draft those guys, you want them to be your leaders. When you're trying to import heart, that's hard to do. They did that with Anquan Boldin, right? They did that with Matt Burke a little bit. They did that with Michael McCrary and Tony Siragusa. They didn't really do that with Sam Adams. You know, they did that with Trevor Price. They bring in guys from the outside. And when they're importing that player and they pay that guy and they pay a premium to get that guy, it says to me that Eric didn't feel like he had enough leadership on defense, you know?
I disagree with you there.
But they have it now. They have it now. And I am bullish on Roquan Smith. I am.
Look, I wish him an injury-free Hall of Fame career. That was my wish to him when I talked to him Sunday night. And I meant it.
He could be a Hall of Fame player.
His trajectory is Hall of Fame. He's an all-pro linebacker. He's a team leader. He's fantastic off the field. He really is. And like you said, he's probably the best player on the team.
Well, and Zay Flowers seems to be more along the lines of that kind of guy too, as they bring him in. And Odell Beckham wants to be that guy. So there's an example. Is Odell Beckham Jr. a real leader or a pretend leader? I think he's a pretend leader. You know why? He's on his fourth team. And he divided the New York Giants in half.
Well,
right? Like literally back in the day. So when you have guys like that and you have Lamar Jackson, who's a ground pounder, right? I mean, like I don't see Lamar with the leadership skills. He's a great player, great athlete, but he's not Ray Lewis. I mean, he's not the Pied Piper. Roquan Smith feels that way on defense to me. And that is going to serve them very, very well. I believe that.
It is. It really is. Well, it paid dividends right away. We saw the night game against the Saints. Not sure if it was a Monday night or a Sunday night game, but his presence paid dividends right away. He was able to shut down Alvin Kamara, who was a mercurial running back. And great people make a difference from day one. You can see it right away. It doesn't take a long time.
Luke and I have gotten sideways, and you can have him on your show, and you can have him at it. Tell him that you're a wrestling guy, and we did Terry Funk last week, that you want to do a shoot interview with him. Do a shoot interview with him about Mark Ingram, okay? So I was in those locker rooms. I was around the team, okay? Not as much as Luke, for sure, which is why Chad threw me out, because I'm not around the team enough, because I'm lazy. But I was around the team enough that year to really feel his impact. And I felt like being around him, and when I was around him, and the New Orleans thing that he brought from Drew Brees, from Sean Payton, from being in that organization, from the success that they had in that organization, I felt like the minute 5 minutes he was here, I don't feel this way. I know this. Lamar Jackson was his best Lamar Jackson when Mark Ingram was here. And since Mark Ingram hasn't been here, hadn't been the same
on offense. That's a good point. Mark Ingram had a tremendous impact.
I felt like he needed leadership at that point. And I felt like Mark Ingram was a hell of a leader. Now, Luke may dispute that. Luke and I've had private conversations about that. He's scoffed at the Mark Ingram thing, and maybe that's because Eric DaCosta, and I used to have that kind of relationship with Eric DaCosta and John Harbaugh where I knew these things. Now I just have to guess because the PR director has, put a hit on me. But I loved seeing that and knowing that and seeing where Tyler Linderbaum is in the leadership part of what I know Mike Flynn was about, what I know Matt Burke was about. And when Matt Burke left, the offense was never the same. And and Matt had some very divisive religious, political belief, like all of that still does. But they were a better unit leadership-wise when Matt Burke and Anquan Boldin were around at that time. And there was a little bit of an indictment on Joe that Joe was too cool for school and Joe wasn't a ground pounder. And what kind of a leader was Joe? And I don't know if there was a whole lot of oxygen for Joe to be a leader when Ed Reed and Ray Lewis are on that team. But this team and the leadership part of it, but boy, Roquan Smith, especially now that they don't have Marlon Humphrey, keeping that, I think the defense is going to be better than the offense this year, Dennis. I believe that.
It may be, but going back to Mark Ingram, and specifically back in 2019 in that horrible loss to the Titans, I don't know how much Mark Ingram not being active for that game took away from the Ravens offense, because he was a heart and soul. He was gutty, gritty, tough, punishing runner. So for him, and I forget the circumstances to why he didn't play, but as they phased him out towards the end, I thought it was a huge mistake. They missed his leadership on the field, not just on the sideline, Esther.
Well, he was big trust, right?
He was grit.
All
he was
of
all
that.
Grit. All grit. We saw him, and I think the Ravens like to put get players on their team that had success against them. And I go back, I think it was a prior year where they came to our stadium and Ingram was just that tough as nails running between the tackles. Roquan Smith, when we played against the Bears, I think he had 18 tackles in the game against us. He spent more time in the backfield than Lamar
didn't
Jackson.
Play that game, by the way.
But still, he was all over the place. The guy just, number 58, was all over your screen. And so I do think they like those type of players, but I do think they made a monumental mistake by not involving Mark Ingram towards that player in that playoff run in 2019.
Well, they
to your point.
Imported for me, they imported Earl Thomas, mistake, right? Ooh. I mean, you don't import wide receivers to be leaders. I don't think they brought Odell Beckham in to be maybe a leader of that room. And the conversation I had with Luke this week at length is all about what is the offense going to be, or how many times are they going to throw it? And I don't mean against Houston, because I think they're going to kill Houston next week and they can roll the ball out and kind of do anything they want next week. And I think they're going to zip, they're going to zag, they're going to win 34-14. You know, they're going to be good next week. I just think over the long haul, this investment in Roquan Smith, this investment in Lamar Jackson, that these are the leaders now. We have that. And how is that going to hold up? Boy, Roquan Smith, we weren't even this time last year. If I would have told you Roquan Smith was going to be in the middle of the defense, you might say, well, the defense might be better than the offense. And I think he'll be a part of that. That was a brilliant, brilliant move. It's Eric DaCosta's best move. Like,
oh,
beyond
by
draft
far.
And whatever, to me, Roquan Smith and finding a lottery pick and a potential Hall of Famer and saying, we want that guy. We can bring that guy in. We can absorb that guy. I think they even knew enough that Queen wasn't going to quit on him. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. That they did all of this to be really good. They're stacked for this year. They're built to win a Super Bowl this year more than they're going to be any time in the next 3 or 4 years based on what they're going to have to do with cap number.
I think letting a player of Roquan Smith's caliber is an indictment on the Bears organization. It really is. I don't know how you let a player like that, like you said, he's a good person. He's a great person. He's a great player. So I don't know how you let a guy like that lead your team. And then you replace him with Tremaine Edwards, another linebacker for the Bills, who I don't think is as good as Roquan Smith. I think Edmonds might be in the Hall of Very Good someday, but I do think, as we mentioned earlier, that Roquan Smith could be a Hall of Famer. He's on that trajectory with his best football ahead of him, Nestor. So I don't know how, again, you let things get that sideways with the player.
Well, and then the other thing is the Bears stink. He gets dealt out of there to a place where he gets a second life that feels like a first life because he never won anything in Chicago, and he's in a place where they feel like they can win. I mean, he has an extra pep in his step, and he has a lot to prove. And I mean, just doing the jersey thing down in Dundalk the other night. I mean, it's very clear they've imported a good citizen. And one thing about the Orioles, it's made it easier for me as a fan, despite the fact, I mean, we've done whole segments on what a jackass the owner is and his kid and all of that. These guys on the field, these players on the Orioles, whether it's Batista and feeling for him, even second language guys where you only get their spirit. You really don't get what they're about, but these Orioles players are likable. And you, that's so much different than in some years where I've been around these guys. And, you know, it was hard to root for Albert Bell It
I'm
was,
sure.
right?
So yeah, they've had some surly characters in that locker room, and I get that. And I think that does take away from your team chemistry. You just don't want bad people, like bad karma, negative energy, these surly guys in any locker room, whether it's baseball or football. You want
Well, that's
leaders.
why you're wearing that Roquan Zero, right? Like Kenny Burroughs.
That's exactly right. Yeah, I will not wear, you'll never catch me wearing an Albert Bell jersey in this lifetime, or any lifetime for that matter.
I have a picture of me in an Albert. I went to East Point Mall and bought an 88 jersey. And I have I wore it to our, well, this will be a good chance for me to talk about our 25th anniversary. Dennis Colatzos is here. He is the Colatzos Show. He is celebrating our 25th anniversary by doing radio every Thursday from 3 until 5. And again on Sunday morning from 8 until noon. He'll also sell you a newer pre-loved vehicle over Coons Baltimore Ford over Security Boulevard. So it's our 25th anniversary, and I am doing our 25, I'm calling them Stories of Glory. And this is a little bit off Memorial Stadium, and time will not dim the glory of their deeds. The theme of this is time will not dim the glory of your deeds. The audience that like made this happen. And number 25, so we're counting them down every 25, one a week for 25 weeks leading up to the Super Bowl. So number 25 are our iconic signs, the purple signs, and all of the different purple signs that we've made over the course of years. And the reason it's number 25 is it'll be 27 years to the day, Dennis, that we made our first ever Get Nasty sign. I don't have it here. I have one in the back. I got to go find it. It was the Dump Trumpy sign on September 1st, 1996. Do you remember a little bit about that day?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Of course I do. Are you kidding me? Look.
That was one of the great days of my young life. Getting the football team back was there. You can't even take the press credential out and knock the smile off my face of having
That's
a
right.
team,
That's right.
right?
That's
I
right.
mean, like, that was one of the great days ever. Ray Lewis, Memorial Stadium, winning the game, Bob Costas, like all of that, right? So that's where it all started, the magic.
WNST has been an iconic station in Baltimore for all these years, quarter century, Nestor. So hats off to you, and you're synonymous with all things that are Baltimore
So
sports.
Baltimore loves Cal. We have that one. And we have Free the Birds. We have Good and Bad. We have Get Nasty. We also have Clobber Cleveland. So the Clobber Cleveland, this is in 1997. So we've made them in orange. We made a lot of them in purple. And we've also, and a lot of people don't even know this, but and God bless Steve Hennessy. Steve, we have red, we have Go Terps signs that we people don't even know we did these back in the day.
You know, I was in Pappas the other day. I see you wearing a Pappas shirt, and I saw a young lady in there, and she had a Free the Birds t-shirt on. I should have taken a
What?
picture of her. Yeah, she was walking around with her, she was with her family, but she what stood out was she had a Free the Birds t-shirt.
And you didn't engage her?
I was busy,
All right.
but it made me look twice.
Did it look like this? Maybe it did. So yeah, we had Go
Yeah, it did.
Orioles signs with the Budweiser logos on there, the whole deal,
Yeah.
man. So,
Good stuff.
and this was this 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 on that this is on the walls of a lot of places, you know.
Thank the
So.
Yanks. Like it. Love it.
All right, they're not in the way anymore. The last place Yankees. It is our 25th anniversary. All of our stories of glory will be coming one a week, every week, with lots of social media pictures, memories, stories. Some we can tell and some we can't tell. But the number 25, the iconic WNST signs.
Iconic.
There is a sign. It makes me want to sing the Tesla song. Sign, sign. Dennis, give them a sign of what's going on here for Labor Day over at your fantastic dealership right
Yeah,
now.
thank you, Nestor. We have our Labor Day sale in full bloom, our annual Labor Day sale. We have a lot of brand new Fords, F-150s, Lightnings, Broncos, Broncos Sports, Mustangs, you name it. Over 200 plus 200 pre-loved vehicles. So we're all set. We get a lot of support from Ford Motor Credit. A lot of 1.9, 3.9 deals out there for 60 months. So we're saving customers money on the vehicles and on financing as well. So one-stop shop for all your automotive needs, geared up for that, for to have our best Labor Day ever.
All right, let me be the Dundalk guy and let me just do
Come
the
on.
anti-car dealer thing. I mean, you always have these sales. Do you really sell more cars on a like a when you do is it like you've been doing this 40 years?
Yeah.
Does a Labor Day, Memorial Day, President's Day? When I think of car sales, all
Yeah, but.
y'all want to sell cars because it's February, right? But
Well, it's
like.
also the spring season. It's bringing in the spring selling season. How about that?
Well, at President's Day, always you had leftover models that would help you blow them out, right? Because you would
Right,
have the year
right.
before. This is like the time of the year where you'll start getting the 24s, right?
That is correct. That is correct. So, yeah. So you look, there's always a reason to have a sale. And what happens is, Nestor, just more people are off doing holidays and they have more time to shop. So I think that's, you have more volume of people in the market at that point who need to upgrade a car, replace a car, et cetera.
So
So
you're open
that,
Monday.
yeah, or Mondays, it's business as usual, 8 o'clock in the morning till 9 o'clock at night.
I like that
Absolutely.
it's Labor Day and you're actually the one working.
I'm laboring. Look, somebody's got to put tax money in the coffers so that way Social Security keeps growing and people like myself and yourself and people coming up, there's something there for us once we do retire. So there's a reason and a purpose that I get up for every day.
I haven't thought about Social Security in my life other than paying tons and tons into it and,
You're getting
whatever, and my
close.
mother
You're getting close,
collected.
my friend.
I realized this, but you know how I knew this? I was with one of my rock and roll buddies who's a little older than me and in a famous band and like all that. We were drinking a couple beers together a couple months ago in New York. And he said to me, "Yeah, man, I'm on Social Security now." And I'm like, and then I went late night boozing. I didn't booze, actually. This person doesn't even drink, but I went late night gallivanting, watching baseball with a former Major League Baseball player who lives locally. And we had a long night together talking about baseball back in the day. And he told me, "Yeah, I'm on Social Security now." And I'm like, "Dude, you're like my age. How can that be?" Like, so now I've got friends, baseball players. I didn't know baseball players and rock stars could even, I didn't know they qual, I didn't know they were like real Americans.
Sure,
I didn't,
they
you don't
are.
think of them as collecting Social Security. You don't think that.
Well, they pay a lot of taxes, so they
They
max
do.
out at an early age. So, and again, they get the same benefits as all Americans do at 62, and particularly at 65, where Medicare kicks in. That's really a magical age. And hopefully, all of our listeners and us get there in good health to be able to reap the benefits of Social Security.
I had a long chat with Coach Billick last week, just off the air. We were just talking about life and business and our business relationship and like all that. And he said to me at one point, "If you're thinking about being retired, you already are." And I'm thinking to myself,
Really?
I have never, I retired here once from doing radio every
I
day to
like
run
that.
it, right? Like I stopped doing radio here for famously for 9 years
Write that down.
every day, right? Yeah. Well, it's a Coach Billick one for you. You can take that one home. That's free. That comes included with WNST when we do Billickisms. But I've never thought about being retired. And to be really honest with you, Dennis, I would love to hit the lottery, move to Wailea, live up on a hill now that Lahaina burned down and Maui. But I like, I'm really digging my work these days. Like, I'm really excited that the baseball team's good and that they're going to be good and that the owner's still a freak and it's weird and there's news to report and there's craziness involved and there's decisions that are going to have to be made. And, John Boy comes out to the New York Times a week ago and says, "Well, we can't afford good baseball players." Just what we want to hear in the middle of the pennant race, right? So we'll talk about that later, but I am more engaged with the sports side of this. And you'll see that from my writing when I write my letter to Steve Bisciotti next week and to Eric DaCosta, and that I still feel like I'm in the prime of what I'm doing, but like I can't think about retirement. I don't think about it. All I ever think about doing is this, honestly.
Well, that's a good thing. But people ask me about me retiring. I tell them the day I wake up and I don't feel like coming to work is the day I retire. And I'm nowhere near that. I don't believe that at all.
Well, you just
So.
spent 2 weeks over in Greece, and if going over there to your homeland and like the beach and like, if that didn't make you come back and say, "Yeah, I'm not really looking forward to football season here. I don't really need playoff baseball. I need to be on the west side of Greece." As long as you don't feel that way right now and you're excited about Thursday's show and you're excited about selling cars and we're excited. I'll tell you what, the football and baseball has given me a pep in my step. I'll say that as somebody that has sat here and labored through believing the baseball team might never be good again. And I mean, as I sit here again, I'll never have a press pass again for a football game. I'll make sure of that next week. But in the meantime, I am looking forward to everything about football season, right? Like there's nothing that football season is what built all of this, is what we get the most excited about that around here, especially when we can win.
Look, when you're a poor immigrant like myself, and you get to a point where you can get a prime seat at a nice restaurant, and you get to meet the leader of the Ravens defense, perhaps the team, it's always a privilege, and I don't take it lightly. I think I love getting up every day. I think that's I'm a positive person, and I appreciate life, Nestor, one day at a time.
3 a.m. I get up every morning motivated. It's
Good for
incredible
you.
all
That's
these years
awesome.
later. So I'm still
Good for
having
you.
fun around here. You know why? It's because you guys are here. You're supporting me. You're sponsoring me. People listening everywhere. I went down to Mako last week. Everybody's up in my ear about the Orioles, about the Ravens,
Yeah.
about the lease, about
Sure.
Life, about kids going back to school. So things are good. I'm going to get out, get some crab cakes this week. I'm going to be at Pappas in Glen Burnie. Been a little while since we've done the show down in Anne Arundel County. Anne Arundel County Executive Stuart Pittman getting out of bed early in the morning to come in and join us. We'll be there from 2 until 5. Ray Bachman is going to join us as well. It is all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with our friends at Window Nation and Leonard Raskin and Raskin Global as well. We're going to be at Fadley's on the 15th. That is Friday the 15th. That's going to be our kickoff. And Dennis, I've got a real problem with the crab cake tour. And this
Okay.
is a problem that I hope we have every October. I'm
Good.
having trouble thinking about planning October crab cake tour dates, not knowing what baseball is going to do. So the baseball part of October and scheduling for at least the first 3 weeks of October, I don't want to get too cocky and think we're going to be playing game three of the World Series on Halloween, but at least the first 2-3 weeks of October, I'm laying low on crab cake tours because
Okay.
it's this is going to be a special October around here. I really believe that.
Yes,
I think
it
they're
is.
going to run. I don't know if they're going to win the World Series. I think they're going to win a series or two. I think they're going to make it exciting. I am bullish on the baseball team. Even without Batista, I'm bullish on them.
No, they're a lot of fun to watch. And all of our listeners, get down to the stadium, support this team. Take advantage of it while you can.
Well, Saturday, jam-packed, full. Sunday not. So we got to get past the bobblehead thing here and the midweek thing and the kids going back to school. But it was magic to see the place full on Saturday
yeah,
night. It
Saturday
really was
nuts. It really was. I saw all the pictures and all the videos. That was a massive crowd at the stadium.
Well, and the other
Something
part
like,
of that is that's what you feel like it's going to look like 6 weeks from now, no matter what, like,
yeah,
under the
it'll
bright
be
lights,
great.
right?
Can't wait for that. It's going to be awesome atmosphere.
Something magic happens. Dennis Colatos is making the magic happen over at Security Boulevard at Coons Baltimore Ford. Coons Ford Baltimore. I always transport that.
It's
you know
okay.
where he is. He's on
you
the
can
hip
find
back
us either,
there.
Either way. Either way, this it works on the website. Either way.
Well, and you're going to find the WNST tech service with the cuts here this week and hopefully no more injury alerts coming to you from Camden Yards. Luke's at the ballpark. Luke will be at Owings Mills when they rev up the machine next week. I am still locked out, but writing about it. You'll find all my work at Baltimore Positive. I am Nestor. He's Dennis. We're WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking. Baltimore Positive.